Okay, you know, we were talking about comments that Hugh Freeze made. Now I've got some comments, and it ain't about Hugh Freeze. I am going to tell Bauman he can play as much golf he wants to. If he goes 12-2 this year, play on, brother. If you go 4-5, play on somewhere else.
Yeah, he'll have plenty of time to play. Absolutely. When he's getting that buyout money.
After this year, I'll find out whether or not his golf is affecting his coaching. Now I want to talk about something. I want to know, Bauman, first of all, what in the devil is a toffee? I said tea now. Toffee, not a coffee with C. First of all, what is that, and does it have length and girth?
Didn't Lee Perryman tell us that it was a caramel thing? That's the way he described it. Caramel thing.
Caramel toffee. There's coffee toffee.
In football soccer, there is a team named Everton. The Everton Toffees.
Yeah, but nobody calls them that.
I don't give a fuck. That's their name.
It's a nickname.
It's the name.
It's like calling War Eagles or something.
No, that's our battle cry. That's not a nickname.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You went to Auburn. You should know that.
Well, that's what I'm saying is nobody calls them that.
Okay. That's like Alabama. Not really. Alabama's nickname's not the Roll Tides.
Yeah. Or the Elephants.
They are the Pachyderms. That's their mascot. But battle cry is Roll Tide. Now, I'm going to ask you this, okay? Why in the devil would anybody name a team after a piece of caramel?
I can tell you.
I really don't care. I just want to know.
Well, if it's Giddens, you know why he named it that way.
Yeah, because we could eat it. He's eating the Everton caramel.
There was a shop that was nearby the stadium that sold sweet dates at the start of the 20th century.
Sweet dates? Mm. That's for me and you there, buddy.
Mother Noblet's Toffee Shop in the Everton Village.
All right. First of all, the league has just started. How many games have they played?
Well, it hasn't.
I answer the question.
I'm going to confuse you right quick because it's not. This league hasn't started. A different league has started.
How many leagues does Everton Toffee play
already
in?
Already lost.
Me too.
They play in a preseason league with other teams from the Premier League.
My God, there's too many leagues.
Too many leagues.
Toffees.
Make it simple.
First of all, how many games have they played?
They've played two so far.
And how many have they won?
Zero.
Can we line them up against the Atlanta Braves?
It'd be an interesting battle.
I guarantee it. That might be one that the Braves will win.
Maybe. Probably not.
Toffees.
Ronald Acuna would get hurt.
Yeah.
The Toffees. You want me to go over some other ones?
Not really, but it's your segment.
Well, you got Arsenal. They're the Gunners.
Wait a minute. Are they the Arsenal or the Gunners?
They're Arsenal, but people will call them the Gunners.
Is Arsenal a city?
No, it's in London.
I am totally lost.
There's Aston Villa. They call them the Villains.
Well,
Bournemouth are the Cherries, which Everton just lost to.
Yeah,
the Cherries beat the Toffees.
The Cherries beat the Toffees.
Bournemouth.
Monmouth. Brentford are the Bees.
Say that again.
Brentford are the Bees.
I bet they'll sting you.
Brighton and Hove Albion are the Seagulls.
That's a scary mascot.
Chelsea are the Blues.
I got the Blues listening to this.
Yeah, me too.
Crystal Palace are the Eagles.
Yeah, that's probably the best one.
Fulham are the Cottagers.
The Cottagers?
Yeah.
There's no way I'd go to one of them games.
Ipswich Town are the Tractor Boys.
That's a good name.
Now, that's the Southeastern Conference team right there.
The Tractor Boys.
And we eat butter beans and cornbread.
Leicester City are the Foxes.
Hey, they might be some good-looking women there, Bauman.
Liverpool are the Reds.
The Reds?
The Reds.
They don't play baseball. Not in Liverpool.
Manchester City are the Citizens.
Say that again.
The Citizens.
That almost sounds like too leftish. That's almost out in Camp California.
All right. Manchester United are the Red Devils. You're going to like this one. Newcastle United are the Magpies.
There is no way in this world I'm going to a game where the Magpies are playing the Citarians?
The Citizens.
Citizens. You couldn't pay me $100,000 to go to that game. I'm just telling you, I'd be broke.
This one's pretty simple. Nottingham Forest are just called Forest.
Forest.
So like the Stanford Cardinal?
Did they learn how to play in the Forest?
Probably.
Did they have spears?
Southampton are the Saints.
Or were they chasing their dinner with spears? I just asked.
Maybe. Oh, boy. Tottenham are the Lily Whites.
Oh, you got me. I'm gone.
Might as well call them tiddlywinks while you're at it.
I mean, the lily whites.
The lily whites.
Are they the eggs?
The West Ham are the hammers. And this is pretty simple to round it out. Wolverhampton Wanderers are just the Wolves.
Who is the Tractor Boys again?
Ipswich Town.
That's we're a fan of them.
Y'all like the Tractor Boys? What's their name? Ipswich Town.
Ipswich. Where in the devil's Ipswich?
Somewhere in England.
That's we're a fan of them.
Yeah.
Probably in the town of Ipswich.
Look up their record right now.
Yeah. The Ipswich.
Everybody is 0-0-0 right now.
No, somebody's played two games.
In the preseason.
And they've lost. What is the record of the Tractor Boys in the preseason? Let me rephrase that.
Right, well, I got to look that up.
Yeah, well, we're waiting, the Tractor Boys. So starting at forward for the Tractor Boys, Bauman, is Hugo Plowman. Hugo Plowman is a starting forward. The goalie, you know what his name is?
What?
Vegetable Tray.
Giddens would eat him then.
Absolutely.
All right. Here we go. Ipswich Town in the preseason is undefeated. They've won three games.
Hey, Bauman, we picked the right team. I told you, man.
The Tractor Boys
is all about a loser. I mean, he's a
Auburn fan.
Hey, don't go there.
We ain't played football, not basketball, though. Auburn basketball is doing good.
Hey, we ain't played there yet. Come on now. You stepping on toes, Bauman. I can always doubt Bauman. I mean, you know, but I
I'm a
do
Kings
that
fan.
But we're the Ipswich fans.
Well, he's a Kings fan.
Like, I'm a Bengals fan. I mean, they didn't make the Super Bowl.
Okay. His soccer, his NBA, his NFL, his baseball. Who are you for in hockey?
I'm not.
So he's a loser already because he doesn't even watch
hockey. I'd probably say Carolina just because I got family that likes him.
And he's a loser in NASCAR because he likes Amelia Earnhardt.
Yeah, that's right. Amelia Earnhardt's my favorite NASCAR driver.
Had to bring that up. All right. Are we done with this toffee?
Yeah, I can go over all the other teams.
No.
No, we're good.
Bauman, let's talk a little bit. Let's leave him out of conversation here for a minute.
NASCAR.
We can talk about NASCAR.
I don't even know what's going on in NASCAR.
Hey, the Brickyard was last Sunday. The Brickyard. Do you even know who won the Brickyard?
Yeah, you told me. It's Bubba Wallace.
That's right. He did.
Almost said Bubba Watson.
Yeah, I thought you were for a minute. Hey, listen, Bubba Wallace, in all seriousness, there was a restart. It was a green-white. Do you guys even know what a green-white checkered is?
It's a flag.
It's that, three flags.
That signifies the final lap, doesn't it?
Well, if a caution comes out with like three laps to go, then they have what they call a green-white checker, where they come around after they clean the track, they throw the green flag, the next time around they throw the white flag, and after two full laps, the checkered flag. Bubba Wallace was sitting on the front row with a green-white checker with one of the best restarters and probably the best driver in NASCAR right now in Kyle Larson. And Bubba held him off, not one time, not two times, but three times. So hats off to him. And Michael Jordan was not there to see this. But I'm sure they had a big party on Sunday night and Monday morning somewhere in North Carolina. So what do you think?
He's probably out gambling.
Well, I will ask you this. I'm going to ask Bauman. Had you rather watch the Everton Caramels and the what's one of them other ones?
The Lily Whites. The Tottenham Lily Whites.
Had you rather watch the Lily Whites and the Caramels, or had you rather watch a NASCAR race? Be honest.
Neither. Yep. Can I take neither?
No, if you had to have one.
Gun to your head.
If you had to watch one.
NASCAR.
Thank you. I knew my boy would come through in clutch.
Eventually, I can fall asleep to NASCAR.
No, you have to stay awake. Eyes wide. They're peeled open.
You didn't.
They're peeled open.
Listen, I stayed awake for a half of a USA-Mexico CONCACAF game, whatever in the world that is, and it was for the championship, and the Americans scored in like the first 3.5 minutes and sit on their heels.
Yeah, but you didn't eat a bunch of good food right before it.
NASCAR guys do not ride in the last place and win the race.
You got like 40 competitors at once versus two teams playing each other. There's only a couple tactical decisions that can be made. There's a lot more in NASCAR in terms of individual placing.
All right. I'm done with the caramels. How about you? You know what their new name is?
What is it?
The Everton Rolos. Y'all Rolos? Don't even remember what Rolos are, do you?
Are they like ho-hos?
Google it. Go ahead and Google Rolos.
Oh, wait. Are they, they're caramel filled.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't eaten them before. Yeah.
I'm sure I have.
He's eaten everything, including a toffee. The Everton Toffees. I just think that's just so...
Let me hear your best British accent.
The Everton Toffees will lose every game in the Premier League this year.
I don't know what that turned into.
All right.